You're late.
Okay, all set. Welcome to the conceptual design meeting. The agenda. For the opening, I'll again be the secretary and make minutes. Take minutes. And there will be three presentations this time, the last meeting. So, who wants to start off? Technical designer again? Okay.
I am.
Before we begin, I want to say I've put the minutes of the second meeting in a shared folder, but they're still not quite okay. And still some technical difficulties, so the first part of the minutes are very hard to read because there are two documents that were layered over each other.
Okay.
So, but from now on, I won't use my pen anymore. It'll be just ordinary keyboard.
Maybe better, yeah.
Keyboard work.
I
yeah.
think it will be more easy for you to read the minutes.
Alright.
Okay, when we talk about the components design, it's really about the material and the really the stuff we build the remote controls of. Remote control consists of components, and the components of a remote control consist of properties and material. You have to choose these wisely, and it could affect kind of growth in buying the remote controls. The components of a remote control are, of course, the case. The properties of the case, it has to be solid and hard material, like hard plastic with soft rubber for falling, and it feels good in your hand. The buttons has to be solid too, and the material is soft rubber. I've got a email from the possibilities of real reaction. They're telling me that when we build a remote control of plastic or rubber, the buttons have to be rubber too. Okay. When we use a rubber double curved case, we must use a rubber push buttons too. The rubber double curved case is a three-dimensional curve in the design, which is necessary when we want to be trendy. The energy source, I've got a lot of possibilities for that too. The basic battery, which I prefer because of its non-depending of here you have to have hand kinetic energy also in this one, like in the watches, but remote control can lie on the table for a day and then you push a button so you don't have to walk with it all the time. Solar cells are also a bit weird for remote control. Also the case material, I think the plastic is the best with rubber, because the wood or titanium would also be a bit weird.
Well, titanium is probably trendy.
That's true,
yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
Or maybe a little bit expensive.
They don't tell anything about the cost of titanium. Chipset and the board is all off the shelf. Also the speaker in the remote control when you want to retrieve it. The base station is also off the shelf. All the materials and components are just available in our factory. I've thought about the three first points. The simple electronic chip is available with the LED transmitter. It's all off the shelf, and even the speaker and the wireless retriever are all available in our company. Another possibility I looked upon was the LCD displays. Could be something special to our remote control, and it's possible, but it only costs a bit more. But maybe it can be within the limits of 25 euros.
12.5.
Actually. Yeah. But it can cost.
I've got an email with some examples, and these were the most trendiest one. You see a covers, which can be.
What are those? Toothbrushes?
I don't know.
But it's actually kind of, well, it resembles the design I had
yes.
in mind. For
yeah.
Part. You know, the cartoonish, Alessi kind of design.
Yes, maybe we can bring a couple of
we can steal
couple
their
of types of maybe a kind of whole set of different remote controls. Maybe we can bring a whole line with a huge variety of houses, like maybe radios and television also in the same style.
Yeah, that'll be for the future, I guess.
Yes, because we have to...
next time we're here.
We have to bring the logo and all the stuff back into it.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
All right. Okay, off,
yeah. That's okay.
I still don't have any information about the user requirements. I was thinking about just the basic functions, and I got.
Well, we decided upon that in the last meeting.
Yeah,
in
but then, well, I don't know when there are new user requirements.
I didn't receive any new requirements or something.
Nothing?
No, but we decided to use only basic functions only.
Well, I have here a couple of basic functions I could think of.
Okay.
I don't know if there maybe a little bit more, but...
Well, maybe we can think of that later.
Yeah.
Just these are the ones you already summed up in the...
Yeah, I pointed them out here.
Okay.
Just to make it a little bit easier. Another function is, of course, we already discussed it on the site. I don't know what cost of it. No idea. But I was also looking for what you said. For I got an email about LCD in front of the remote control. I don't know if it's a good idea or maybe it's a little bit too much for 12.5. If we got already something like a base.
Get redundant also maybe, I don't know what kind of
information.
Yeah,
I don't know, I was just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Maybe
it
we can bring teletext to the
remote.
They're gonna have like
okay.
A little bit
big RC, yeah.
A little bit
not a good idea.
Okay. Well, the functions are not more to discuss. I
no.
Think. It's just the basic things we already discussed. That the no VGR or that kind of. So that's very easy.
But you do mention a next and previous button.
Mm-hmm.
But
next channel.
Well, that's
previous
next channel.
Channel.
Oh,
I mean
okay.
My next channel. Oh yeah, I got an email with with an remote control with a base, so it's just an idea. And I think of the button sizes, and I'm not sure if they have to be big or just small.
I think it depends on the function.
Well, I'm not the I'm the expert for user friendly, but not for trendiness.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Well, if you say perhaps tiny buttons aren't user friendly, then we wouldn't implement that, of course.
Well. okay, that's your point.
Well, that's right.
When we only use basic functions, we have the possibility to make the buttons larger.
With a little
yeah.
bit larger, yeah. I thought so, but maybe with the...
Well, I think we already agreed upon the fact that the skip buttons and the volume buttons, those two, they have to be large. I mean the two basic buttons, you know, to skip channels.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
to... I think, yeah, I don't know why, but I think that is... It's
trendy
too
those
because that's
the
it you know it how do you say it? It puts an extra accent on the simplicity of
yes.
our remotes
sure.
to make these two most basic functions extra big.
Those are probably the four most used buttons on the
yeah.
The
you
most
you want to accentuate that, you know.
Sorry?
It's from your research.
Yeah, sure.
okay.
So.
That was all personal preference I didn't have.
Okay.
At any time next. So.
Yeah, cool.
You don't care. No, sorry.
Yeah, later.
Yeah.
It's there. Yeah, click on it.
Okay. Well, I've done some research again about trends on the internet. I've done some investigation, and I got some information from fashion watchers from Paris and Milan. Some finding the most important thing is fancy look and feel of the remote control. Well, we were going to imply it, so that's nice. The second important thing is innovative technology in the RC. Our market really likes that. And the third point there in this order of importance, the third point is a high ease of use. And well, for the idea. I've put some trends for the market for elderly people, dark colors, simple recognizable shapes. So we probably won't do that. The younger market likes the themes of this year are surprisingly fruit and vegetables and spongy material. I found this image, which is, well, it symbolizes the idea of fruits and vegetables. I don't see the spongy part in it, but with a little bit of fancy.
Maybe then we have to do something with SpongeBob.
exactly. I got some ideas. Well, yeah, pictures isn't really a good word, but some symbols of fruits or vegetables, maybe. Catch the colors. Fruit is yellow, green, red, whatever. So
it doesn't stroke with the dark
colors. No, we don't want dark colors.
No, dark colors. Okay.
No, I just put them there to for a general idea.
Okay.
And the docking st- I think a spongy material is very irritating for the remote control itself, but to to implement some spongy thing, maybe we can do it in the docking station, at the bottom of the docking station or whatever. And we could bring one line with the dark color into how do you say?
For diversity or something.
Yeah, also a bit for elderly people who are a little bit crazy and want maybe want a little younger design, but still the dark color. I mean, it reaches a different market, but it doesn't cost really much effort to bring like a black RC on the market or whatever.
But
yes.
How do we use fruits and vegetables? In Christ's sake, with remote.
No, but I think our design already resembles some piece of fruit,
well,
like a pear.
There is always empty space, of course, on a remote control. I mean, I think this part of the RC,
well, I don't think you have to do it.
Like the upper part or whatever is not used with buttons, I guess. So you can put some fruity.
But it doesn't have to remind you, you know, like explicitly
of a specific
piece of fruit, but just, you know, like the round curves and so. I think this it already resembles something like a pear to me or something.
To make it a little bit greenish.
You do get the idea, the fruit is kind of round.
And we could use one of these for the, what is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't we need a creative artist or something like that to make
of course
it feel
we
like
sure.
a vegetable or a fruit?
We have a very big
we can use multiple things. This is then the pear. I don't know the English word. Forget it.
It's pear, I guess.
And
but I think we don't have to make
not easy for remote control, but
we
no.
can't make all 10 designs. We have to make one design, I think.
No, but I think it's
maybe
already
maybe two or three.
What we were up to.
Yeah.
It doesn't
yeah.
have to resemble what I already said, a specific piece of fruit, but just
not
you
sure,
know, like
but
a fruity
but
thing going on. And this, it looks
but that's
fruity
great.
To me.
And what I was,
and
what
I,
was
but
saying,
I do like
catchy colors.
Yeah, I do like the idea of making a catchy color design, and because I do. I think a dark color would be nice too.
Yeah. Like pictures of fruit.
Maybe it's too much. You
but
know?
Yeah, we have to.
Pictures
there have to
was
be the firm colors. Our own.
Okay.
The colors
what
have
are
to be in it.
Yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow. A real reaction.
As you can put the logo on top of it.
But
yeah,
I don't
so
think our
yeah.
company colors are. It's fashionable.
Maybe we can.
Yes, it's really fruity.
We got our docking station over here. I can draw with this thing, but I'll try. This is our docking station. We can. Make our logo over here, it doesn't work. And then.
Yeah, in the bottom then? With the strawberry on top.
Yeah,
on
the bottom of the remote.
The button over here or whatever, I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
On the front, of course, because else you can't find it. Well, that reminds us a little bit. Oh,
okay.
Put it down. Go away.
Well, can you open the conceptual design presentation?
Yes.
See what was on the agenda.
Lazy.
The agenda.
This is on the remote. Because
maybe
we can start with the technical functions, but I don't think is there, yeah. Do we want to use an LCD display, for example?
Well, it's nice,
only
of course, but I don't know what to display on it.
Maybe
I mean,
maybe we can make a TV guide on it for the channel you're on.
Yeah, but,
yeah,
but it should be. Like this big, and I don't think
I don't think we should do it.
Channel with four programs you can zap through them with the page up, page down button.
Yeah, sure, but it has to show an entire title of a program, or at least a quite large part of it, and then you get a very large LCD screen.
No,
because
on your mobile phone you can read text also, so why not on your remote?
Yeah, but. I think it's a bit redundant, actually, and it's also not. I don't even think it looks like sexy or something.
What would you display on it then?
Program
program information, but
isn't that already on TV? A lot of new TVs.
Teletext, yes, also on the internet.
Well, a lot of TVs indeed show when you
it's already
set
watching
to
the TV. You're not gonna watch your remote control.
Yes, but you also want to know what's next.
But then we also need to bring out a line of TVs, which we were planning
yeah,
to,
we
but whatever, because the TV has to send information back to the RC, and I don't know if that's
yes,
possible.
Yes, that's really possible.
Yes, yes, of course it's possible, but you gotta implement it in the TVs, and I don't think everyone's gonna buy a real reaction TV within a month after the release of our remote control.
I really understand you want to make your job more exciting by putting an LCD in it, but I really don't think it's a good, because it also doesn't stroke with, we want the, when we talk about the materials, it's a good idea to use these plastic materials with the soft rubber stuff on it. It was our idea, you know, to give it a more sturdy look and that you
yeah.
like you can throw with it. And I don't think an LCD display fits in that image, you know, it's like more vulnerable and it adds
that's
nothing
true.
Really,
that's
you know.
True. It breaks, yeah, it's not very solid. It's
you
fragile.
Could make it, but it's just, it doesn't, I don't think it is coherent with the design we're
no.
after.
No, I don't think so. Either.
Well, this is my opinion. Well, you, okay, we can vote for it. You want the LCD display.
No.
I don't want to, and he doesn't, so it's up to him. I've read somewhere that I've got some kind of veto right. So I can also
Bastard.
Say
you can vote your
you
way.
Skip the yeah. You can do, but do you think?
I don't know. If it's
we're not even sure what information we want to display.
No,
on,
that's
so.
Right. And I also have to think about new functions, maybe buttons or something like that to control that kind of LCD or something. Or
Yeah, you can use the buttons that are already on the remote control.
And how
for
does
double
it
functions.
Display them?
And then you
when
push
I go to the
button,
second channel, what does it show me?
The title and the information about the program.
About that program.
But what he said was right about the televisions. They have to be customized.
No,
to
that's not going to work.
But
no.
maybe in future it
yeah.
will be a giant hit, and when you are the first.
Oh,
the biggest
I've seen it done before. You know, like the bigger universal remotes, they have the LCD displays, but then it's very functional to indicate with what device you are controlling. So that's what I've seen.
Yeah,
yes,
that's
you
true.
Can
if
put
you're
a little
yeah.
LCD display on it with lots of information.
But it just
I haven't thought
it just
about
it. Doesn't match with the our whole basic concept.
But when you put a transparent plastic screen on top of it isn't vulnerable.
No,
you can
no,
throw
okay,
with it.
That's maybe not the most important, but it's just.
Is it fashion?
When you
so.
Put maybe a color LCD screen on it, it's very special and very trendy to have a remote
that's
control.
Not up that's up to the market if it's trendy.
Yeah, what do you look after the trendiness of LCD displays?
Well,
point.
I think it's pretty
fashion.
Trendy to be honest, but I don't know if. Well, I'm coming back to the costs again, but I think we've got to build a pretty cheap design to stay within our limits. And I think, especially color LCD, which is indeed pretty trendy, but I don't think, I think it will be too expensive.
But I've got the email with the possibility. And LCD was a possibility for remote
yeah.
control. So why don't we use it?
Did it say a price also for a monochrome LCD or a colored LCD?
Yeah, if you want to be trendy, you have to be colored. Colored.
Yeah, really. If you.
If you are black and white or something or gray.
In 2004, you can't put something on the market which is monochrome. Really.
No, but it doesn't say anything about the color or, but. I also got the possibility to put a scroll button on it.
I
didn't. I
really don't have the whole idea of an LCD display. I'm sorry. You can't convince me. I don't know how it's with you guys, but I don't really feel it. We already. We're
it's too much, maybe.
Yeah,
the
we already have
the
base station
and
gadget, and we want. It has to be a simple. Design, which
yes, but
we've got to find a balance, of course,
special.
And I think
not a whole package of speciality.
Really, I don't see how the LCD display is going to add anything, you know, on a design level. I think it's
no.
slicker to have no LCD. We want to,
but
it's simplicity. You have two big buttons and you can do whatever you want.
Yes, but
with these two buttons,
that
you don't need an
controls
LCD.
Are already on the market.
It doesn't fit
the
in
simple.
Our philosophy behind the whole remote.
Yes, but when you want to have something special.
Yeah, but we already have the docking station, which is.
Yes,
we
but
any
we
any
had a picture of it from another company.
It has to be the fastest.
Yeah.
No, but that's
it's
our, that's our
it's
killer
just an idea.
Future. That's our.
Yes,
what
it was
makes
already
it special.
Made. The remote
yeah, we're
going to
develop
station.
Our own.
Is that so?
Station.
Was it?
Yes,
well,
yeah,
it wasn't just a prototype?
Yeah, I don't know.
Exactly. I've never seen it in the
but
store.
We really have to cut this up. I know. I guess the idea you really like it, you know, the LCD thing. But I think it's not a good idea, and we have already mentioned all the arguments. Do you guys agree? How do you guys think?
No, it's too much.
I think it's a little too much. Yeah.
It's overdone.
Okay, we skip the LCD.
Okay.
I'm sorry, maybe you can do something for your at your own place or make,
no, no,
make
no.
it happen in your basement or something.
And I will rule the world with it.
Probably
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So. Okay, but for the technical part, the material, I think it was a good idea to use the plastic and the rubber.
Yes, maybe a bit of cushioniness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. This
yeah,
is
for
the
spongy
yeah, but
feel.
It was already
sponge,
what
yeah.
we're after, you know, to give it you know, the soft touch in your hands
yeah.
and also, the, you know, like, yeah, this is the airbag
like
kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah, you just can
airbag.
Drop it.
Throw it at your
yeah.
little
if
brother's
you drop
head.
It, if you drop it, the airbag comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe. But then we have to look that it will not be too childish to see.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay, that's a good point. And that's why I like the dark color bit, you know?
Yeah.
Because it may be the design, it's maybe just a bit of...
But not black, I think.
It's a bit 90s,
no.
maybe, what we're up to right from to
well
this
and
point.
If it's fruit and vegetables, it has to be colorful.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
that's true. But,
yeah,
but,
that's
but it has to be a little bit solid. It mustn't be too, you know, too overwhelming then when you put it
can
in.
Can
you
combine it or something? With yellow and black?
Yeah, maybe so.
Make it a bee?
What?
A bee.
Oh, a bee! Oh.
No, I don't like the yellow and black combination. So, but it is our company colors.
Yes,
real
yeah.
proof colors.
Yeah. We have to use yellow.
Yeah.
I don't like yellow. I mean,
well, we can,
nice.
as I.
But that's not really.
Draw
fruity.
Really nicely over there. We can put the logo on our base station, yeah, and maybe very very tiny on the remote control itself. But
okay, but what are other technical things we have to discuss?
Fronts of the we can have different fronts of the.
Should we do that?
Elephant.
I don't think you should do that. Maybe just bring it out
different
in different
fronts.
Colors, but not.
Yeah.
Off that you can
I guess that's enough.
Afterwards, it's also too much.
It's
going
to
want to spend
yeah.
more money on
yeah.
the remote control. I guess.
You can
these designs
choose the customer which color you want.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
just
three,
bring more designs to the market.
Four colors.
But without
yeah.
on it, okay, so are we through the technical part then?
Yes.
Okay, so we agreed upon not oh well. Not you
well, it's a real young and dynamic style.
The materials you mentioned in your personal preferences were all quite okay. Only the last point. No, titanium
is
not out of question. I guess.
Also,
this titanium.
Yes.
But
when
is
we
it possible
use
to use both the plastic and soft things and titanium as well?
Sure.
Makes it in a homogeneous
not all
design.
Though.
But then you can throw with it. It will make a huge noise or break other stuff. When you throw
it
with
it will break other stuff
with your remote
plastic
control.
As well.
Nah.
Yeah.
Titanium
yeah,
is a
true.
Bit.
No, but you should
bit
make
harder.
Yeah.
But also on the colors. The
okay, think of the possibility to make it completely titanium. What would it be more trendy, more chic?
I think it,
I think titanium
does.
Nowadays is way more often used than plastic.
Yes, but the titanium remote control, when you're watching TV or your hands
yeah,
are a little bit sweaty, and
on the other hand, if you want to make fruit stuff with
yeah, but I really like the idea of the plastic and the big kind of
yeah.
thing, because then it's, you know, it fits our philosophy to make it sturdy and simple and you know, like
sports and gaming.
When you make titanium, it becomes more like some kind of gadget you actually don't need. And when it's big and plastic, it's like some fun stuff you can always have around. It's always fun to have something big and plastic
yes,
around.
I have that MP3 player of Nike. So isn't that titanium with a little bit of rubber?
Yes, it's. But it is plastic.
It's plastic? Well, it's titanium looking.
Yes,
what
we can do that on
yeah,
the
yes,
yeah,
yes. I don't know if you know the MP3 player of Nike.
Oh,
that,
okay.
That's very
yeah.
With rubber.
Yeah,
so it's very.
We can
yeah,
make
but
this
but
as a style too. This is just.
Well,
yeah,
maybe this
that's
is
difficult because that's different material, and then you gotta have like two material lines.
No, we can make it from the same kind of plastic.
Yeah, if it's just the color which you change, then I guess it's nice to have one of these.
Well, I do like the idea of maybe a titanium kind type of body, and then with plastic coloration and around it. You
yeah.
know, like the soft stuff. But I don't know if it's possible.
I don't have the information. I didn't got it.
But you can make the plastic give it the titanium look.
Yes, true.
But make
mm-hmm.
it just like shiny.
Yeah, true.
Maybe
like
we should
should
yeah, maybe that's a good idea. But if you want to last longer
yeah.
than 2 weeks or something,
and
you can maybe.
Maybe we should. I don't know if we should talk about how much.
In a lot of other.
I don't know what time.
40 minutes.
In a lot of other product categories, like even in bags industry, they began with the typical leather bags, but then they became stylish with all sort of colors.
Yeah.
Kind of font of fronts.
Okay.
Like we can use on the telephone and. Like Eastpak began a revolution with all these kind of bags and colors and
in different colors.
Yes, and styles.
Okay.
They have also kind of roses on it.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. yeah. It's a possibility. But let's think
then
about
we
the
can always use the same design. For a greater resemblance, but with new
yes.
With new colors, new
prints
mm-hmm.
on
yes.
it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But our basic idea. I mean, we're probably gonna have like two types of materials, like the plastic enclosure and then the pads that surround it, and lights. We have to incorporate lights too. But are we going to give it a two-tone color look, like the plastic mold is in one color and the cushion pads around it are in another color? Is that the idea? Is that a good idea?
How do you mean the rubber?
How many colors are we? How many colors are we gonna? We're only 5 minutes left, by the way.
Yes.
How many colors are we gonna give it? Like two
there
tone color?
Yeah. There are three components. Three components type. You have the buttons, the case.
Buttons, yeah.
I think maybe the case
the
itself should be in one color, and then the rubber of the buttons. And the cushions
yes.
as well should be in another.
Or you just
yeah.
make one color, maybe with a kind of like a big wave or something like.
Okay, but not more than
another color.
Yeah,
not
sorry.
More than two colors.
No.
I think.
No, definitely not.
Maybe we should talk
flashy.
About it in a later.
Yes.
Or when you use the buttons as black, you can use two colors as well.
Okay.
Well,
do we have to think of some other important things? Oh yeah, the functionality. So the buttons.
Yeah, I was thinking about the. Do we still want the joystick idea?
No,
I think that's too vulnerable.
Yeah,
I think this is okay. So we have basic. We have the numbers. We have the power button. We have the teletext button.
Volume, teletext,
and maybe want to access a menu or something.
Yeah, but
most TVs have a menu.
I was thinking that's got to be on the television.
Yeah, but I think I really need a menu button. This is just the only
button. What
only
kind of menu?
Yeah,
isn't that different from every television?
No, I think most TVs have a menu nowadays to access the screen settings and stuff.
Yeah, I think it's okay to add a menu button for.
But that covers
all the
other settings. It covers everything then.
But then you have to put up and down and left and
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
you can
put
use
that on the 2, 8, 4, and 6.
And you can also use the normal skip buttons for that. In that way, we have like only the numbers, the power button, skip and volume, and then
a mute.
And teletext
and
a menu, and then
that's
it. That's all we need.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Another stuff. Some stuff about the design of the docking station. Something important about the station. It should remind us of the remote itself, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
In one car.
Are we gonna do something with the spongy thing there?
I think the spongy thing already. Comes forward in the cushions, pads, and things on the side.
True,
and we will make it spongy. And the fruity thing is just the shape should be fruity. I think this is kind of fruity, you know, just round shapes with a.
Yeah, it's kind of fruity and with catchy colors.
We really have to think. I think colors is very important because it has to be flashy, but it doesn't have to be annoying. That when you know, some things is just over the top, and when you have
on
your table for more than 2 weeks, it just gets annoying because it's so big and flashy. It has to be some level of subtlety, but we have to still have to think of how we manage to get to that. Okay. I guess we're through then.
I guess so.
But we have to do something with color, but also I think we have to keep the dark color thing in mind. I think that adds to the. Too much color, maybe.
Too much color. When you got it in the living room, it's
but
too much, maybe.
Design experts.
It has to be.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think the meeting will be over within a minute. So
something
we'll
like
wrap
that.
Up. Or is there anything we'd like to discuss?
I guess not. Do you guys?
No.
Okay. Well, you will read the minutes in the. You can find them in the.
Sure,
probably. Yeah, no, for sure, because I will now type them out.
What are we going to do now?
You'll see in your email.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I hope so. And the other thing is, you don't have kind of prototype or something like that. If you see a kind of prototype, you can.
I will make one in the next 20 minutes.
Yeah. Construct one, yeah.
With
your
toilet paper.
Alright, shall we get back to work?
Yeah.
Great.
I was waiting for
you.
Yeah.
Back to the pen.
You're lazy.
Come on, fucker.